This is BBC Radio 4. Now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 3rd of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Faroe, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Malin 1003, expected north of Faroes 981 by 1800 Friday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, becoming westerly 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, westerly 4 or 5, backing southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain later, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South, 5 to 7, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good. Fisher, west, 4 or 5, backing south or southwest, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, west or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, northwest backing west 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north and southeast. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, northerly, 4 to 6 in southeast, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, west or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, west 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times, rain then squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west 5 to 7. Rain or squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 for a time. Rain or squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations 42300. Tyree Automatic, south 6, rain, 1 mile, 1,000, falling quickly. Stornoway, south by west, 5, rain, 3 miles, 1,000, falling quickly. Lerwick, southeast by south, 5, 27 miles, 1,009, falling. Wick, south-southeast, 5, slight rain, 7 miles, 1,005, falling quickly. Aberdeen, south, 4, slight rain, 14 miles, 1,008, falling quickly. Lucas, south-southwest, 2, 32 miles, 1,008, falling. Boomer, southwest by south, 4, slight rain, 14 miles, 1,011, falling. Bridlington, south by east, 5, 1,013, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west, 3, 11 miles, 1,019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 4, 11 miles, 1,020. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west, southwest, 5, 1,019, falling. Jersey, west, 3, 16 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 5, 1020. Scilly Automatic, southwest by south, 6, slight rain, 3 miles, 1018, falling. Milford Haven, southwest by south, 5, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1015, falling. Aberporth, south by west, 5, slight rain, 6 miles, 1014, falling. Valley, south, 7, slight rain, 2 miles, 1011, falling quickly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east, 4, slight rain, 8 miles, 1013, falling. Valentia, southwest, 5, slight showers, 3 miles, 1009, falling. Ronald's Way, south, 7, rain, 4 miles, 1009, falling quickly. Malinhead, south by west, 5, 13 miles, 1001, falling quickly. Macrahanish Automatic, south by east, 6, slight rain, 5 miles, 1004, falling quickly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, areas of low pressure move northeast, close to North Scotland throughout the period. These will bring increasingly unsettled conditions with rain or showers and strong winds with the risk of gales in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly, veering westerly, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times in north. Occasional rain, squally wintry showers later, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South, veering west or southwest, 5 to 7, rain, squally showers later, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South, 5 to 7, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6 later, rain, showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west, 3 to 5 later, rain at times, mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, veering westerly, 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest, 4 to 6, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or northwest, 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southwest, veering west later, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 for a time. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest, 5 or 6, veering west or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, south, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6, rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly, veering westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South, veering west, 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times later. Rain, then squally showers, perhaps turning wintry later. Good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan can point to Cape Wrath. Southerly, 4 to 6 at first in east, otherwise cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7. Occasional rain or squally showers, turning wintry later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southeast 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 to 7 later, rain, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin and brings the shutters down for the day here at BBC Radio 4. The World Service will take us through now to 5 in the morning when Radio 4 will open shop again, bringing you the news, farming today and opening things up at just after 5 with the briefing room. David Aronovich and his guests discuss what's happening in Gaza since the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas was agreed. For now, though, from me, Lisa Costello, and from everyone here at Broadcasting House, it's been lovely to have your company. Have a very good night.
Hello, I'm Celia Hatton. Welcome to the newsroom. Coming up, NASA's Artemis 2 moon mission moves into its next phase. Our correspondent in Cape Canaveral explains what's happening. Plus, Donald Trump fires his second cabinet member in less than a month. Pam Bondi is out as U.S. Attorney General.
There had been speculation for some time that the Trump administration was not particularly happy with her performance at times, particularly over her department's handling of the Epstein files. The fact it's become quite a political liability for the Trump administration.
We have a report from inside Myanmar as its new government takes power.
If I stay in this country, I will always face all kinds of oppression. There is forced conscription. We are under constant surveillance.
And the famous names making money long after they die.
Forbes magazine publishes a list of the highest earning dead celebrities. In 2024, the top five earned over $1 billion.
All that after the news.
BBC News with Danielle Jawowiecka. In the past few minutes, astronauts aboard the Orion spacecraft have completed the translunar injection burn that will take them out of Earth's orbit and onto a path for the moon. The main engine is adding enough extra speed to stretch its trajectory into a long arc that will carry the crew out further than any manned spacecraft has yet been. Pam Bondi has been sacked from her position as US Attorney General. Ms. Bondi was a close ally of President Trump, but had been criticised for her handling of the release of files relating to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Democratic Congressman, Ro Khanna, who co-authored the act that forced the release of the Epstein files, gave the BBC his reaction to Ms. Bondi's sacking.
This shows that Congress isn't a doormat. Thomas Massey and I forced Donald Trump to fire his own attorney general and release over 3 million.